place that's rich in many things, but not money. Her job is to play, grow, and learn. But for kids like her in the world's poorest places, poverty gets in the way. Child Fund works in 24 countries to make sure children like Hazel grow up healthy, educated, self-sufficient, and safe. Why? Because Child Fund knows the promise inside every child is greater than the poverty around them. Learn more at childfund.org.
Hear inspiring stories that are part of the American landscape every night at 10 on Our American Stories. Everyone has a story to tell, and master storyteller Lee Habib tells them on AM 670 KMZQ. The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, on this program, we cover a lot about education because we care a lot about the education of our kids. And simply put, it's the future of our community, our cops, our judges, our lawyers, our doctors. They're all going to come from this pool of children who are in our schools right now, this instant. And right now, this instant, we are 49th, we are 50th in the nation in education. That can't continue. Coming up, Henderson City Councilman Dan Stewart will join us. He organized an initiative petition to allow communities to form their own school districts. I think it's a great idea. We'll find out where this idea came from and the kind of progress that they're making in getting signatures, because that's the next thing that has to happen. Once you go and you file, you have to go out and get 140,000 signatures? 140,000 signatures from all across the state. We will talk with a guy that is spearheading that effort, Dan Stewart, Henderson City Councilman, and he's the one that organized this initiative. I think the initiative petition is the way you circumvent the legislature and the governor. If they won't do what the people want them to do, then we'll put it to the vote of the people. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Greatest COVID experts, the ones who got it right, are coming to Las Vegas to share their personal stories on March 26th at the Ahern Hotel. I'm Wayne Alaroot, and I'll be host and moderator of this groundbreaking Las Vegas COVID Summit. Dr. Peter McCullough, the foremost expert on vaccines. Dr. Li Mengyan, the whistleblower from Hong Kong who exposed COVID as a bioweapon sent by China. And Dr. Fred Simon, a brilliant Nevada MD and a candidate for governor of Nevada. Just go to LasVegasCOVIDSummit.com to buy your ticket. That's LasVegasCOVIDSummit.com. The world's greatest COVID experts, the ones who got it right, are coming to Las Vegas to share their personal stories on March 26th at the Ahern Hotel. I'm Wayne Alaroot, and I'll be host and moderator of this groundbreaking Las Vegas COVID Summit. Dr. Peter McCullough, the foremost expert on vaccines. Dr. Li Mengyan, the whistleblower from Hong Kong who exposed COVID as a bioweapon sent by China. And Dr. Fred Simon, a brilliant Nevada MD and a candidate for governor of Nevada. Just go to LasVegasCOVIDSummit.com to buy your ticket. That's LasVegasCOVIDSummit.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. It's turning into a war of words. Russia has warned that relations with the United States are on the verge of a breach, citing President Biden's describing Vladimir Putin as a war criminal. Salem Radio Network, parent company of SRN News, working with two major nonprofit organizations to rush food, water, and emergency supplies to millions of Ukrainian refugees. More information available now at srnnews.com. Day one of the confirmation hearings wrapping up for Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Dick Durbin says the Supreme Court has had 115 justices in its history.
108 have been white men. Just two justices have been men of color. Only 5 women have served on the court, and just 1 a woman of color. Not a single justice has been a black woman. You, Judge Jackson, can be the first. It's not easy being the first. Often you have to be the best, in some ways the bravest.
Republican Chuck Grassley says the GOP is committed to not making the hearings a spectacle.
What we will do, however, is ask tough questions about Judge Jackson's judicial philosophy.
Also at townhall.com, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell says the Federal Reserve will raise its benchmark short-term interest rate faster than expected and high enough to restrain growth and hiring if it decides that would be necessary to slow down and control inflation. Finally, some rain in parts of Texas helping firefighters as they battle several wildfires some 100 miles west of Dallas. So far, 1 firefighter has been killed. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the 4 best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
New message.
Hey, girlfriend, it's Carol from jury duty. We never actually spoke, but I saw you ordered the same hoagie as me at lunch. What are the chances? Anywho, I heard you just got a boat. We should totally grab some hoagies and take it out for a spin.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Do I want to feel the wind in my hair? Guilty as charged. Oh, seriously, let's ride on your boat.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Alex and Orlando De Castro Verde are third-generation lawyers and lifelong Nevadans. They built De Castro Verde Law Group Personal Injury on their family principles. When you've been injured, they'll fight the insurance companies, seek maximum compensation, and stand by you the entire way, just like family. De Castro Verde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. I've always been your conservative choice on the Las Vegas City Council. Whether during my time on the council or in the state legislature, I've always been a proven fighter for low taxes and limited government, earning an award from the American Conservative Union for my work defending the taxpayers. That is why I'm asking for your vote, so I can continue my fight to keep taxes low, limit government, and keep our neighborhoods safe, paid for by friends of Victoria Seaman.
It's 104. This is your KMCQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Las Vegas Airport's second busiest carrier is about to get a little bit busier. Spirit Airlines has announced new routes from Reno, Albuquerque, New Mexico, and Boise, Idaho to Las Vegas. The new routes, they launch in August of this year. With the addition of the new flight, Spirit will serve 41 nonstop destinations to Las Vegas. Last year, it was the second busiest carrier at Las Vegas Airport, serving 4.7 million passengers. The first weekend of March Madness has Las Vegas sportsbooks smiling as they rode the underdogs to a solid winning weekend. Westgate Superbook Vice President Jay Cornegay tells the Review Journal every single day was a winner for them. 4 double-digit seeds are in the Sweet 16, if you can imagine that. Bracket busters, of course. After the underdogs went 10 wins and 6 losses against the spread, with 5 outright upsets in round 2 of the Big Dance, including Illinois losing. Multiple books reported March Madness crowds and betting returning to pre-pandemic levels back in 2019.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Overall, not too bad on area freeways right now. No delays on the 15. You're averaging about 60 miles per hour through the resort area. No delays on the 95. You'll tap the brakes there at the airport connector on 215 westbound and lane restrictions downtown on the 515, both ways between Main and Eastern.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that. And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two of Live and Local for a Monday. Good to have you with us. It is an idea that I think the time has come. We've got the fifth largest school district in the nation, and it is one of the poorest school districts in the nation. Its performance is pathetic. 49th, 50th in the nation. That has got to change. And the only way you can do it, a lot of people believe, is by breaking up the fifth largest school district in the nation. Henderson City Councilman Dan Stewart wants a state law change to let communities like his carve out their own school districts. I think it's a great idea. This effort has been going on for quite a while. Dan Stewart joins us. He is a Henderson City Councilman, and he has organized this initiative petition to allow communities to form their own school districts. Dan, how you doing, sir?
Well, good, Kevin. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I know it's been a while since you started this effort. This has been an ongoing thing for you. Can you talk a little bit about the backstory on this? How did you come upon this idea of allowing communities to withdraw from the Clark County School District?
Well, quite frankly, it's been a long time coming, as you have said. This has been tried, I would guess, over the last two or three decades off and on, and political winds have just never really been in favor of it. I believe now that they are. Seems like everywhere we go with this idea, chatting with folks, influential folks, politicians, any and all, seems like they have the same opinion you do, Kevin, that it is time to do something. We've got to do something, and this seems to be kind of the best way to approach this issue, rather than trying to just say you're going to break it up. This gives individual cities, communities, municipalities the opportunity to opt out if they want. It doesn't force anybody to deconsolidate from the school district, but it does allow a community or an entity, a city, to opt out. And we think this is the right way to go at this time.
Let me just ask you, because a lot of people say the pandemic, if there was any silver lining in a pandemic like this, it is that it taught people that there is another way to do education, and it's not necessarily with the fifth largest school district in the country, and that maybe people are learning about micro schools, about homeschooling, and maybe even about breaking up the fifth largest school district in the country. Is that a possibility?
Absolutely. You've hit on one of the very key factors, I think, that has changed the political winds. I think the pandemic, as horrible it has been, as you have said, might have been a little bit of a silver lining in the fact that we saw that a big, huge school district is just not in a position to handle these kind of problems. It just was unmanageable and, you know, very inequitable, quite frankly. Students that, are maybe a little higher up on the social economic status of their family, they were able to, you know, get education through distance learning and whatnot. A lot of the folks just were kind of lost, and students were lost, and that just can't be. And I think that, as you have said, really points to the fact that we need to do something different.
Dan, let me ask you, though. We've tried going the legislative route, but, you know, the Democrats and the labor unions, the teachers unions, they own the legislature and the governor's office. So nothing's going to happen there. Is going to a direct vote of the people the only way to get this done?
Well, maybe I've got rose-colored glasses on, Kevin, but I am thinking, again, maybe I'm in an echo chamber just listening to the people that have the same opinion as me, but I'm thinking that when we get this initiative, the signatures gathered between now and November, we turn it into Secretary of State in November, and that goes to the legislature this time next year, or 11 months from now, I'm thinking there just might be the political winds, no matter what the makeup of the legislature is to do something. We have to. They just can't kick the can down the road any further. I mean, if they do, it will go to the ballot in 2024. But they were going to lose another year or two or three in trying to correct a very serious problem.
Are you convinced that communities like Henderson would opt out?
I believe so. There's two or three communities that are working with us, cities, actually, that are very active with us in trying to make this happen. And, you know, I'm very careful, Kevin. I don't want to make this to be a city of Henderson thing. This is a statewide initiative. And, yes, Henderson, we got to be honest, has for years always wanted their own school district. But this is bigger than Henderson. This is for all students across the state, if their community so chooses to opt out of their community or their county school district, they have the ability to do so. And there are cities that we are talking to that would like to do so.
Who are some of these other communities?
North Las Vegas, for one. They're very interested in seeing how this comes out. And Mesquite, obviously. And Mesquite, Overton, big time.
Wow. It's interesting. And, of course, John Lee is running for governor. I know he has been a great proponent of school choice and having another district. They've been active in micro schools and all kinds of different things. Really innovative stuff, which I think is great. Can you bring us up to date on where we are in collecting? How many do you need? Is it like some of these initiatives that require about 140,000 signatures? And where are you in the signature process?
Oh, you're spot on. Yep, we need about 145,000 signatures, evenly distributed or evenly split between four U.S. congressional districts. And the fact of the matter is, we are just beginning this process of collecting signatures. Our big push right now, quite frankly, and this isn't a pitch, but quite frankly, our big push is to raise the money needed to hire a signature gathering firm. There is a huge grassroots momentum out there to get signatures, but to really get the necessary signatures and make sure they are can be certified and qualified, you do need a professional signature gathering firm. So we are out collecting money, looking for money and donors and help that will get us the money we need to get the signature gathering firm on board. And at the same time, we are grassroots. We are collecting signatures every day, but not to the magnitude we need of, probably 150,000 or more, because you always got to have more than what you actually need.
If people want to, A, sign the petition, and B, contribute money to let others gather signatures, how can they do it? Where do they go? What do they do?
I would say the very best way is to go to the website, Community Schools NV for Nevada, Community Schools, plural, NV.com. And there's a link to a donation page, and also can ask questions about how to sign the petition or help in any way. That's the link, and it's set up for this very purpose.
I want to ask you, it was a question that came out of just reading an article about this effort back in January, that you wanted to run for mayor of Henderson. You withdrew. I would think a guy like you would want to run for the assembly and be able to help change things in Carson City to where we don't need any kind of an initiative. Have you given any thought to running for higher office?
Actually, no. I appreciate the thought, but the Henderson, the mayor thing, I could kind of see that I couldn't do both. And this, to my personally, is more important than me being a mayor. So I kind of had to make a decision, and I don't think I could do both or even run for assembly and do both. I think I need to focus what free time I have on this very initiative and shepherd it through the process.
Well, we
along
need
we many a lot of good folks we have. We have a lot of good folks on the board.
Oh, I know you do, but when I hear people like you talking the way you're talking, I'm saying we need this guy in Carson City to affect change, because that's the only way it's going to happen. When good people say, "Hey, you know, I'm going to have to reach up and run for assembly, run for state senate, whatever it is." Again, give how people can get involved.
Our link: community schools NV for Nevada .com. www.communityschoolsnv.com. Pretty much all the information's there. Questions, frequently asked questions, you know, how to donate, how to sign, all of that is on there.
And take us through, just in our final 2 minutes, take us through the process, the signatures, the Secretary of State's office, et cetera, and when this thing could actually, when we could actually be voting.
Yeah, okay. So like we've said, we are now starting the signature gathering process, and by we have to have the 150 or whatever it is gathered and make sure they're certified in November. I think it's like a week after the general election in November, we have to submit it to the Secretary of State. Secretary of State goes through and certifies it. And then once it's certified, it is given to the legislature the first day it opens. What is that? Usually the first week or first day of February.
Yeah.
And they have 45 days to act on it. And we are hoping, quite frankly, as I said, and I might be, daydreaming here or too optimistic, we're hoping that the legislature will take the issue up and let's fix it now, because if they kick the can down the road and don't do anything for 45 days, then it'll go to the ballot in 2024. So then the citizens of Nevada will have a chance to vote on this. And then obviously I believe there is the momentum and the enough support that it will pass, and then it will go back to the legislature and they have to act on it at that point. And that's another 2 or 3 years that our kids are languishing without a good education in this broken system, and we can't do that. We've got to fix it now, not later.
Final question: these initiatives are always challenged in court because of the wording, because of standing, because of all kinds of single subject and all kinds of things like that. Are you confident? Have you had this this initiative vetted by legal folks? And is it possible that this is going to pass muster with the courts?
Well, thank you for bringing that up, Kevin. Yes, we turned it in 1st of January, and there's to the Secretary of State, the initiative itself, the petition, and there's a 15-working-day window that somebody can challenge. And as you said, 95% of the time, any and all initiatives are challenged by somebody, right? Somebody's eating your cheese, right? And so you want to challenge it. Nobody challenged this, if you can believe that. Nobody challenged this. So we have been through that vetting period, and the initiative is good to go for signatures, if you can believe that.
Dan, I'm so glad that you're doing what you're doing. Keep fighting that good fight. If there's anything you need on our end, you just let me know, okay?
You got it, my friend. Thank you so much for having me aboard.
Dan Stewart, Henderson City Councilman, he has organized a petition to allow communities to form their own school districts and essentially drop out of the Clark County School District, which would make it what? The seventh largest, eighth largest school district in the country? Anything would be good. And if other communities got involved, Mesquite and places like that, that'd be even better. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Sun City Heating and Cooling is a premier American Standard certified independent customer care dealer that can fix or replace your broken AC system with an unbeatable combination of low-cost repairs and high-efficiency systems. We've installed more high-efficiency American Standard systems than any customer care dealer since 2004. We are a family-owned and operated heating and cooling company, so when it's 100 degrees outside and your cooling system fails, you can count on Sun City Heating and Cooling for fast service. SunCityHeatingAndCooling.com. That's Sun City Heating and cooling.com.
I'm Sam Brown running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Real leaders are proven under fire. 2008 Afghanistan, the Taliban ambush. Captain Sam Brown's platoon engages when his Humvee strikes a roadside bomb. Combat veteran Anthony Roscoe witnessed the explosion.
His vehicle was instantly covered in flames, thrown in the air.
On a battlefield stretcher, severely burned and near death, Sam Brown thought only of his men.
From when I saw Sam on fire to when I saw Sam leave and get on that helicopter, not one time did he ask me about himself.
Evac to Texas. Sam Brown's battle continued. 30 surgeries. Years of recovery. Gunner Kevin Jensen, also wounded in the blast, witnessed Sam Brown's fighting spirit.
He just had that drive that I've never seen. His integrity, selfless courage.
Captain Sam Brown for U.S. Senate. New conservative leadership for Nevada. The battle-born fighter we need.
I'm Captain Sam Brown. I fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again.
Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
Have you experienced hearing loss? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Have you found it difficult to hear in crowded places like bars and restaurants? Has this hearing loss caused you to drop out of conversations? Especially now at tournament time with bars and restaurants full of raucous college hoops fans. The problem for me over the years, I couldn't hear what friends at my own table were saying. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing. The results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. One really cool thing Steve did, he hooked me up to my smartphone so I can make calls anywhere. It's like night and day. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Get the info you need to know with the KMZQ Newsflash, proudly sponsored by DeCastroVerde Law Group Personal Injury. Alex and Orlando DeCastroVerde will stand by you every step of the way, and their family will fight for yours.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scenes. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Interesting times for quarterbacks in the National Football League and for play-by-play teams. Yeah. No, I'm just telling you, there's something in the water or in the air, but there's something going on in the National Football League. Gentleman Jim Dallas has been following this. When he's not at the Westgate betting on football, he's thinking about football. And like I say, interesting times for quarterbacks and for play-by-play guys.
Yeah, this is the time of the year where you build your roster. So when we get into the heat of the action in September, you're ready to go. But a lot of movement today, Kevin. Matt Ryan, who won an MVP and took the Falcons to the Super Bowl a few years ago, has been traded to the Colts.
Wow.
Now, that is interesting because just